From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kenny Malone. There have been nearly 20,000 music shows at the beloved dive bar in Little Haiti known as Church Hills Pub. Earlier this year, the pub was sold, and while the name may stay the same, new management will take over. Owner and founder Dave Daniels officially retires on Monday. Andrea Richard tells us about Daniels' 35-year-long legacy, and a note to listeners, there is one PG-13 risque bit of this piece. Here's Andrea Richard.
Dave Daniels opened Church Hills Pub in 1979. He came from England, where he'd already been an entertainment agent, booker, and bar owner for nearly three decades. Locals call it the CBGB of the South, after the legendary New York City punk club. Graffiti covers the walls, there's a long bar, pool tables, filthy bathrooms, and a striking mural of Winston Churchill above the front door. It's Miami's musical hideaway with an international footprint. But when Daniels took it over, it was a pretty different crowd.
Old-timers, they were as old or older than I am now. They would come in, it was an afternoon bar, it used to close at 7 o'clock.
He put in satellite dishes to broadcast rugby and soccer. He began bringing in live music in the mid-80s, but he had trouble booking talent.
We were getting rubbish punk bands on Friday and Saturday nights, and about 40 or 50 people, and they really weren't not very good.
And then the singer-songwriter Charlie Pickett walked in.
I remember the conversation. His favourite English band was not the Beatles, but Johnny Kidd and the Pirates, who had booked. So after about an hour, I said to him, well, are you going to come play for us? And he said, oh, yeah. But instead of drawing 40 or 50 people, Charlie Pickett drew 250, 300.
I was born very young, far, far away.
After that, Daniels put in a stage, and Churchill's began to take off. Over the years, Iggy Pop filmed music videos there. Some scenes from the movie Something About Mary were shot there, too. And there's the annual International Noise Conference, which started as a noise night on Thursdays and became a full-fledged festival 11 years ago.
He's that kind of guy that you wish, if you owned a bar, you wish you would be Dave Daniels.
Charlie Pickett.
That you would be that open, you'll be that warm, that patient with people, and that open to everybody playing.
The first time I think Dave saw me perform years ago, I pulled down my pants, showed my ass and my crotch on stage, and he walked in on that, and he did not fire me.
The performance artist Kenny Millions has been fired from venues all over the world. But ever since his first gig at Churchill's in the 90s, Dave Daniels kept bringing him back. For the last 2 years, he's been hosting a night of experimental performance twice a month.
This gig that I did a few weeks ago, I said I'm going to vomit for the entire performance, 15 minutes of straight vomit.
Here we've sort of tended to have a fairly soft approach to, you know, rules and regulations, and it's for me it works.
Dave Daniels is 73 now, and his retirement, at least in the beginning, will look a little different than all those nights at Churchill's. He plans to travel Europe, take a cruise, and kick back. I'm Andrea Richard in Miami.
Me, I stay out to 2 a.m. Churchill's hideaway, it's what I like about it. What I love about Miami. Yeah, yeah. What I love about Miami.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News.